The service learning requirement went into effect in 1995. To comply, students have 4 years to do 30 hours of approved activity. More than half do it through coursework. The rest find community projects. Students don't earn credit for it. Until 2 years ago, most types of service were accepted, including religious activity. But after some legal advice in 2002, the Academic Affairs Advisory Committee for Service Learning passed a proposal stating that religious instruction, religious proselytization, conducting religious services or projects requiring a specific religious belief or affiliation were not acceptable. The rule was supposed to have been approved by a couple of other faculty committees before it was put in place, but that didn't happen. Faculty on campus now are at odds over whether this is a violation of the Establishment Clause of the Constitution or a freedom of speech issue. Geology professor Kent Severson says it's the latter.
I just have a big problem with a university taking ideas out of the modern public university. Personally, I do not have a problem with Satanists coming in. If they want to do a service learning project, go ahead. Bring them in. If they can justify their proposal, shouldn't it be approved? And if we're going to allow people to work for the John Kerry campaign or the George Bush campaign, we'd better be willing to allow people to work for the KKK and do service as well.
UW-Eau Claire political science professor Jim Tubbs disagrees. He has a law degree and expertise in constitutional law. He points to one of the service learning religious opportunities that requires a student to be Catholic. That, he says, should not be allowed at a public university.
And the reason is that there is a clause in the U.S. Constitution that provides Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. Now, there is no clause in the Constitution that says you can't do service learning by walking dogs or engaging in political activity. There's a particular prohibition about government getting involved in establishing religion.
Still, the director of service learning, Don Maurer, says that doesn't mean all religious projects are banned. To the contrary, many have been approved and are in the works.
I think there's about 10 in various stages that are currently in progress. Over 56 projects with a variety of religious institutions, including churches and InterVarsity Fellowship, Salvation Army, Hope Gospel Mission.
Senior student Jesse Navarro got service learning credit for religious activity.
If you organize and planned and then delivered a Bible lesson, it's just like giving a speech anywhere else, you know. It's just you're learning about a topic and then delivering a presentation on it.
Some of the 11 goals of service learning include helping students achieve an understanding of values, human behavior, and institutions, as well as an historical consciousness and the ability to think, inquire, and analyze. With that in mind, Chancellor Don Mash says he can't support this proposed ban as it's written.
I think I know what proselytizing means. Sounds like a hard sell, trying to convert somebody, that kind of thing. Is that the same as a young student who's Catholic deciding, I think I'd like to try and teach Sunday school at my church? I don't think it's the same thing. From my standpoint, it's a different order of issue.
Because the university does not have a written legal opinion on this issue, the matter has been turned over to a new service learning committee appointed by the chancellor. It could be formed in the next week or two. Ultimately, it will be Mash's decision, perhaps a biblical one, to make.
Eventually, I'll have to play Solomon, and what I hope we're going to be able to do is to work out a clarification of this, keep in place the broadest range of responsibilities for our students so they can pursue their interests, and make sure that we're not violating the law where the law is clear.
For now, the controversial 2-year-old ban on certain religious service learning projects has been put on hold. But if it's restored, Professor Severson says a lawsuit by the religious community is possible. Mira Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.